This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. While impeachment hearings continued in the Longworth House office building today, President Trump announced some changes affecting the healthcare industry. A new rule will force hospitals to disclose the prices they charge insurers for things like drugs, medical supplies, and outpatient visits. These prices have long been negotiated in secret, showing up only on the patient's medical bills after a visit to the hospital. Here to tell us what this means for the industry and its patients is Reed Abelson. She covers the healthcare business for the New York Times. Hi, Reed.
Hi.
So how have prices for something like an MRI been set in the past?
In the past, it's almost impossible for someone to know the price of an MRI or any other healthcare service before actually getting it. Hospitals usually negotiate privately their rates with the insurers, and neither the hospitals nor the insurers want to make it public. And you only find out what it costs when they send you the bill or an explanation of benefits at the end of the visit.
Right, which can sometimes be kind of a jaw-dropping moment for a lot of us.
Exactly.
And so how would this rule change that?
So this rule takes a fairly dramatic step, requiring hospitals to tell the public their charges, the negotiated discounts they reach with insurers, sort of a high discount, a low discount, and also even, you know, what it would cost if you came in and paid cash. It is supposed to go into effect in 2021, although there's a lot of expectation that the hospitals will push back and challenge it in court.
How would consumers be able to look up and compare prices?
My guess is, and the hope would be, that technology companies and others would develop apps. So you might say, gee, I need an MRI. There would be an app that would say, here are the five places, here are the five prices, and you would choose that way.
So the idea here is that if people have more information, they can shop around. And in theory, prices would go down?
Yes, that's definitely the theory for the folks who are in favor of this proposal. The hospitals insurer and insurers argue that actually prices might rise, because they say what will happen is that the low-priced hospital will look around and say, hey, we should have been charging more and increase their prices.
What do you make of that argument?
I don't think it's clear exactly what will happen. I think the fact that they're protecting their prices so much indicates that there will certainly be a narrowing of the price discrepancies, that more people will probably pay in the same range than are now.
How likely are people to shop around for a lot of these services? I mean, do people tend to compare hospitals, and would they be more inclined to do so if the prices are public, or are they going to go to the nearest place or the place that's been recommended?
I think it really depends on what kind of care you're getting. If you have a heart attack and you're in the ambulance, you're not going to, you know, be looking at your iPhone to see, you know, which emergency room is cheapest. But I think it is fair to say that you may want to look around, especially, quite frankly, if you have a high deductible. So I think the fact that you may have this information could, in fact, mean you're more likely to sort of shop around.
Now, as you mentioned, the hospital rule isn't scheduled to take effect till 2021. This is likely to be tied up in the courts for a long time. How long before you think customers will actually see any difference?
I think that's a really good question, and I don't know what the answer is. I think it could signal at least real unhappiness with the way prices are so secret now, and it could force hospitals to try and start making more information public so that they can maybe prevent regulation.
Reed Abelson, covering healthcare for the New York Times. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.